Prague is preparing to host the biggest event of the Czech EU presidency, an EU-US summit attended by the leaders of the 27 and US President Barack Obama. It is President Obama's first European tour since his inauguration, and he is expected to deliver his first public address abroad here in the Czech capital. Jan Richter has more on the US presidential visit.
The US President and First Lady are expected to arrive around 5 p.m. local time on Saturday and will be given a special welcome at Prague's Ruzyně Airport by President Václav Klaus and outgoing Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, and then they will be off to a romantic dinner for two. That's the plan for the US presidential couple's first night in the Czech capital, a day before the EU-US summit organized by the Czech presidency of the bloc. Originally planned as a state visit with a gala dinner hosted by President Klaus, followed later perhaps by beer or two in one of Prague's famous pubs with the Czech Prime Minister, Mr. and Mrs. Obama will instead dine out privately. U.S. Embassy spokesman John Vann says the Czechs have been very diplomatic about the change of plans.
Well, I think the Czech government has been very cooperative. Planning a U.S. presidential visit and a major summit simultaneously certainly keeps them very busy, so we have no complaints and are very grateful for the cooperation that they've given us across the board from point A to point Z in the entire schedule.
On Sunday morning, President Obama will walk down the red carpet at Prague Castle, where he'll spend some 15 minutes with the Czech head of state, Václav Klaus. At 10 a.m., Barack Obama will deliver his first public speech abroad since his inauguration. The event will take place in Hradčany Square outside Prague Castle, and people are encouraged to attend, but there has been some misunderstanding concerning the security measures. John Vann sets the record straight.
There has been some confusion about that, and it's important that people understand what they can bring in. It's very important that we get this right. The big question has been about video cameras and cell phones, and those are allowed. There's no problem bringing those items into the speech, but what folks do need to know is that they will be checked, and folks will have to show the authorities that they function. So cycle the camera, work the cell phone, that type of thing.
The EU-US summit, attended by President Obama and leaders of the 27 member states of the Union, will get underway later on Sunday with the economic crisis and transatlantic relations high on the agenda. Before setting off for Turkey, which will wrap up Mr. Obama's tour of Europe, one more meeting is fixed firmly on his schedule. The US president will see the former Czech head of state, Václav Havel. The president's new limousine, nicknamed the Beast, and the presidential helicopter are already in Prague on standby for the president's arrival. So will Mr. Obama choose Marine One over the Beast?
I don't want to comment on the Beast. That doesn't sound like a good quote across the board, but the president's movements are a matter of security, and security is something that we, as a matter of policy, never discuss, all the details of the security arrangements. But President Obama will certainly get to all the places that he needs to be on time to make these meetings, which our government consider very important for him to do as his first European trip.
John Vance from the U.S. Embassy in Prague, ending that report by Jan.